Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for December the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. The Christmas season kicking off, baby, and we love it. Christmas are one of the most favorite time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. The goal to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, using the blueprint for liberty to do so, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You know the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers are one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have left at our fingertips, right? Good. Thank you so much. Our guest this hour, co-host, if you will, Mary Toko. She's an international speaker, author, independent researcher, natural health coach, and a whole lot more. MaryToko.com. That's MaryToko.com to learn more about her incredible work. Mary is considered an expert on the dangers of vaccines and more. Mary, welcome back.
Great to be back with you, Sam.
All right, I got a cool buzzword for you. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yep, I'm ready.
Dr. Amanda, how do you say her name? Dawn Vollmer, I guess is how you say it. Amanda Dawn Vollmer, I guess she's a doctor, and she went on a rant on, I think it was Rumble. It was like a 90-second rant in which she just berated the establishment for their lies and abuses and says we're not going to take it anymore. And boy, howdy, is she right. I do not have that clip, but I do have the unique new buzzword she created. It's called quaxine.
Oh, I love it.
So they got the quaxines out there, Mary.
Okay. That's a great buzzword. I like it.
It's
that has to go viral.
Quaxeen. Quaxine. Yeah, you're going to take the quaxine, Mary?
Yeah, you know what it is? They're being exposed. They cannot hide. That's you know, true. Every rock is being turned. People are coming out people are coming out everywhere about the dangers. And so,
and a dear listener sent this to me. I don't know this doctor. I've never met her. I don't know anything about her except that the buzzword was so good. I had to just grab this listener's information that sent it. And I don't think the listener wants to be named. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to them and let them know I love them and I'm not taking credit. I'm just telling you they did it and it, good for them, but I don't think they want to be focused on. But I want to let them know I know, and I don't want to make you think that I just came up with this. This doctor lady came up with it, and then this listener sent it to me and said, Sam, this is just brilliant. This is awesome. And I had to agree. You know what, folks? Don't take the quaxines, okay?
Oh, that is so good. That is so good. I love it. And, you know, I'm going to have to make it go viral on my Telegram and all of my other media sites because I think it's awesome. I love when a new word hits.
Go, Mary.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start putting it in my lectures and talking about the quaxines. Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, you got to give this doctor, though, a little bit of credit for it, though. Like I say, I don't know anything about her, but her name, you can just look it up. It's Amanda Dawn Vollmer.
I will look it up, and I will contact her and give her a big thumbs up for coming up with a new, very good descriptive word.
And Amanda spelled very strangely so that you can find it. Spell it like this, if you will. AmandHa, I think is how it's spelled.
Okay. Awesome.
Anyway, pretty cool. I thought that was all right. I liked it. I thought it was worthy of talking about. Also, this discussion I think is interesting. I don't know if you know, but House Republicans, now they have a slim majority and everything else. I don't trust the Republicans because they betrayed us on the Disrespect for Marriage Act. In the Senate, 12 Republicans betrayed us, and in the House, it was even more. Hopefully, the House will stop it this time, but I don't have any faith in the lame duck session. Barack Biden's going to sign it. And I kind of say Barack Biden because you wonder, is Biden really running the show, or is Barack behind the scenes running the show, and Biden's the public face of Barack's kind of faux presidency? I don't know. It seems that way to me. But I bring this up because House Republicans now sent an open letter to the National Institutes of Health demanding that the body, quote, not destroy any materials concerning the origins of COVID-19 and urging, quote, further transparency of the NIH's knowledge of the origins. Now, I appreciate them sending this letter, Mary, but isn't it a day late and a dollar short? They've literally had years to destroy this already. I appreciate they want them to preserve what they have, but they say the committee, listen to this carefully, the Committee on Energy and Commerce sent 12 letters to the NIH between March 18th, 2021 to October 31st, 2022, asking for information regarding the origins of COVID-19 and relating to the NIH's grant to EcoHealth Alliance, among other topics. And they say the letter states the committee's 12 letters have gone unanswered.
Well, I'm not surprised. Look what
to the letter and the Wednesday, what they call the urgent NIH requirement to respond to the longstanding request. Anyway, they go on and on and on. But they basically have ignored this over 12 letters. And now they're like, hey, make sure you don't delete anything. I appreciate that rhetoric in public, but I think it's a day late and a dollar short. I think it has no real teeth, is my concern, Mary.
Well, look how long Rand Paul has been screaming in congressional hearings, screaming and shouting and, you know, about gain of function with Fauci. And I mean, all of that, I sit back and I watch it. And I go, nothing has changed. You know, I appreciate Rand Paul. I was a fan of his father, Ron Paul. Ron Paul was actually on an honorary member of a board in Michigan I was part of called Michigan Opposing Mandatory Vaccines. And so I love the fact that he's been out there yelling and screaming and kicking, and but nothing has changed. So I'm not surprised that 12 letters have just gone and been ignored.
In my opinion, there needs to be heads to roll. And I don't mean that literally. I mean that figuratively, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get crazy. But look, we cannot have this continuing to thumb their nose at this and just ignore this, right?
That's right. But, you know, what's it going to take? You know, on the break, you and I were talking briefly about, not to change the subject, we were talking about this new Supreme Court case that you are very, very familiar with. And I'll tell you what, this case gave me a little bit of hope, Sam, that maybe, just maybe, things are going to start to happen. So we'll see.
I pray for Loy Brunson. The Brunson brothers are their nicknames. They've got three lawsuits. One of them hit the Supreme Court docket. I pray that it's successful. And I'll do everything that I can to reach success. In summation, if you guys don't know, Loy and his brothers, they're from Utah. They're dear friends of mine. And they sent this idea. They're not challenging the election results. That's where everybody else has gone. They're not doing that. What they're challenging is, hey, by law, there was a 10-day window that Congress must look at. The allegations of fraud and all the evidence that over 100 members of Congress, that's House and Senate, by the way, together, over 100 members of Congress had facts and information on. And two congressional leaders were trying to make this happen. As far as I understand, senator from Texas's name? Shoot.
I don't recall.
Well, come on, Senator from Texas. Ted Cruz. a couple of other people were pushing for this, and it got shut down. And they never did their due diligence and looked into this. So the Brunson case says, hey, they had an obligation to do this. They were derelict in their duty, and we say that's a problem, and we're suing them over this. This case has made it to the Supreme Court. We'll see where it goes. Our prayers are with them. I'm not downing it in any way. I just know from experience that, look, these criminal clowns on the inside are not going to do us any favors. So we need to be very kind of aware about that. And these 12 letters have largely gone unanswered, as I said. And according to the letter on Wednesday, urges the NIH to respond to the longstanding request immediately, but no later than December 16th, 2022. Now, I appreciate, again, this deadline and everything else, but there's no teeth. Nothing's going to happen.
That's
kind of like the Joe Biden or Hunter Biden laptops discussion. Hey, they say they have enough to arrest criminal Hunter. But Hunter's ready to celebrate Christmas with his family, isn't he? See, this is what we're talking about is the problem, Mary.
Right, and that's one reason why I'm really prayerful that this, you know, we need 4 judges out of 9 to say that this case warrants a hearing, and that's my goal. And there is kind of a sense that the Lord is behind this because of how things have gone, you know, from the circuit to the Supreme Court. I really feel like perhaps God's hand is in this case. And I love the fact that they're taking a totally different approach to this, that they're basically suing because proper procedures were denied. And they have so much evidence. So I'm very hopeful. And, you know, Sam, we need to have some hope. The last thing I hate to see is when people give up hope and start to feel depressed or anxious about the world and what's going on. And so I just really pray that this case goes through. Oh, are you there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. My laptop just went dark. I thought it was dying on me, and it was. I just got it plugged in just in time. Woo!
Oh, good work.
Anyway.
Yeah. You're still here. You're good. You're rolling.
Awesome. So, no, we just have to keep a prayerful attitude and keep our attitude up where we have to have some faith and confidence and trust that God is working behind the scenes. That's what keeps me going every day.
Amen to that. We got to have faith that our prayers are with their case. There's no question about it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, we the people are starting to gain the upper hand. I don't know if you believe it, but it's true. In so many situations, from the COVID lies being exposed, just don't take the quack scenes, okay?
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, marytoco.com, Mary Toco with me. The new buzzword, quackscenes, ladies and gentlemen, don't take them. Mary is considered an expert on the dangers of vaccines. And House Republicans sent a letter to the NIH, but they've sent over 12 of them with no response. Now they're saying you better respond. And I don't know what the or else is going to be, but I appreciate that nevertheless. Now, the New York courts strikes down New York City COVID-19 vaccine mandate. This story is a little bit dated, but I wanted Mary to have a chance to speak out on this because this is a, you know, right before the break, we were talking about we need to put some positive news in here and give people courage and hope. Boy, howdy, did this get it done. This fight was worth it. It was a long time in coming, Mary.
It sure was, and it affected over 1,400 city workers. And this is where people need to realize that we must be active on a local level. We must do whatever we can within our power to affect local politics and get involved. So the good thing about it was the New York City Mayor Eric Adams basically had given special exemptions to private sectors for athletes and performers. And that whole thing was completely annihilated when they decided basically that it's unlawful to give certain people, you know, exemptions for vaccines while mandating all of the city workers and other people to get it. So as a result, all of those people who had lost their jobs because they refused to take the jab. And that's the key, folks. It might look dismal. You might have to quit. You might have to walk away. But there is hope that in the end, your rights can be restored. And so those 1,400 people ended up getting back pay and getting their jobs back. So that's good news. That gives us a little bit of hope. And so even in my own local...
And let me stop you there really quick, sure. Just so people know. Think how many stood up to make this happen. And think if there was 10 times as many who had the guts to follow their lead and stand up as well, what could have happened? It would have happened sooner. It could influence other states and other mandates and other circumstances to change too. We have got to get involved, folks. And when people do, good things happen almost every time, Mary.
And we do know that usually, you know, there's a small percentage of people who lead and make changes in the world. But I agree with you. And this is my call out to people. Be courageous. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't be pushed around. You know, get informed, get educated. Don't take anyone's word for anything pertaining to your health or to this jab or whatever. Because, Sam, people have been led around too long. And the encouragement is that a lot of people are waking up. More families are unfortunately being injured by the jab. They're seeing the injury. They're now realizing that the jab has made their loved one sick or killed their loved one, or them that they themselves are struggling after taking the jab. So, you know, a lot of people are waking up. But I agree with you. We need more people who are willing to stand up and say no more.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. So it's good news. The New York court struck that down. We wanted to kind of reiterate that because we need to highlight the good news. Mary's right about that. I got another good news piece that I want to highlight. Back in the 90s, there was a well-known musician by the name of Steve Voss. And Steve has been a dear friend of mine for years. I've had him on the radio from time to time. He's given me permission to play all of his music on my radio show without any royalties or anything else. He just says, Sam, I love you. Play it all. Promote it. Do the best you can. And I've been grateful for that. Steve Voss created a song called We Must Take America Back. It was a great, great song. And I don't know if you know, but there's an official music video online for this now. So that's good news in my opinion. It's huge news. Because Steve is really, I don't know how to describe this. The guy's just a great leader. He had a big record deal, and it kind of went south because they didn't really like what he was focusing on with his patriotic music and everything else. Well, anyway, the music video, We Must Take America Back, it's a song to inspire all patriots. It's an exclusive, and it was an article is written about this now by Joseph Farah in WorldNet Daily. Exclusive, Joseph Farah recommends tune to Donald Trump as the perfect campaign rally anthem. And there's an article on WND.com by Joseph Farah about this. Well, anyway, I feel as Joseph does. I don't know if you know, but back in the day, I got in the radio business when Joseph Farah got into the news business. I mean, this is a long time ago now. And Joseph, poor Joseph, had a few heart attacks since, and he's really struggled with his health. But the guy remains true and a good guy. I realize some people are critical of WND.com. And you know what? Over the years, no matter what you do, somebody will be critical of you. There's just no way to avoid it. If you're in the news, you're going to get criticized, okay? But Joseph Farah wrote this great article, and I want to describe it. I want to talk about it with Mary a little bit, and then I want to play this song because it's been updated, and it's got some unique new words as well. Joseph Farah says, as I explain the first version of Take America Back, there's a song playing in my head as I wrote the book. So he wrote a book about this. It's been one of my inspirations. It still gives me chills, Joseph says. In 1992, a friend of mine, singer-songwriter Steve Voss, signed a recording contract with RCA. And Americans were starved for entertainment that was patriotic. It touched their hearts. It was good. It started to go viral. Here are some of the lyrics to the song originally, folks. Ready? The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the times are on cardboard boxes and street corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys almost always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Let's take America back. We need prayer in schools and more things made in the USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. There's a hell here on earth in some city schoolyards. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something is wrong. We must take America back. The song, folks, began climbing the charts in markets where it got airtime. A lot of radio stations loved it. People calling in and begged it to be played, but RCA was not happy. Some big city radio stations complained about the patriotic nature of the song, and it got yanked off the market despite begging requests for it all over the place. In effect, Steve Voss was one of the first artists canceled in 1992. Thus, Steve Voss's big-time entertainment career was cut short. There's a price to pay for doing what Steve Voss did. Besides being nagged by his own record label, he got attacked by everybody, folks. He's been harassed by the Internal Revenue Service, but it's time that we all act like Steve Voss, Joseph Ferris says. Listen carefully. There's a price to pay for doing what's right. And then it goes on and talks about what we need to do. It's a great article from Joseph Farah. He's been targeted by threats and abuse and harassed by the Internal Revenue Service. It's time for all of us to behave like Steve. Take a stand, as Steve Voss did. Not just in the voting booths, folks. Not just in political soapboxes. Not just in social media posts, but behind the cultural barricades where the real struggle for our nation's future is being waged by talented, gifted, and freedom-loving guerrilla fighters like never before. Now, just before writing the first version of Take America Back, my wife and I moved close to Washington, D.C., Joseph Farah says. And he finishes by saying, everybody asked why I was going to move, and he says, because that's where the bad guys are. Got to move there. I sort of lost touch with my friend Steve Voss, he says, but I wish we could introduce him to Donald Trump. I heard he lost a race in 2022. He's comparing that to the loss that Steve Voss just had in 2020. But anyway, it goes on and on. It's a great article. But with that great article, I want to highlight Steve Voss came out with a video of his song that you can look it up. Let's Take America Back. It's out everywhere now on services that will actually play it. But it's getting, I mean, it's taking the world by storm. It's incredible. Anyway, I bring this up because after the break, we're going to play this song and the words have been changed slightly. The original one talked about Let's Take America Back, but America's going down. The new one, though, the first verse says we need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. But then the next one says we need leaders to lift us and lead us. And it's a lot more, shall I say, apropos in terms of the solutions we can provide. When we come back, I'll do a little quick intro, then we'll play the song, then we'll have Mary Toko comment on the whole thing. We'll do it all in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are facing a $27 billion class action lawsuit from survivors of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school mass shooting. The suit filed in federal court in Austin names the city of Uvalde, the school district, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those agencies. Plaintiffs include parents, along with teachers and school staffers. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. Those in favor of the legislation say that Congress had to act in order to prevent a strike. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting. Markets expected the Fed will lift the Fed funds rate by a half percentage point at its meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman called the student loan handouts unlawful. Biden has requested the Supreme Court intervene. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Ladies and gentlemen, sadly, there's a price to pay for doing what Steve Voss did. You get harassed by the IRS. But you know what, folks? It's time for all of us to take a stand, as Steve Voss did, writes Joseph Farah. Not just in the voting booths, folks. Not in just the political soapboxes and social media. But you know what? Behind the cultural barricade, that's where the real struggle for our nation's future is being waged by talented, gifted, and freedom-loving guerrilla fighters. Yeah, I hope to be one of those people, man. Anyway, Joseph Farah writing a great article. But we're talking about this new Let's Take America Back, Steve Voss, the official music video. Now, we can't show you the video because this is radio, but we can play the song, and here it is.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need
those who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Yeah, Mary Toko, what do you say?
Bravo, bravo, oh my goodness. I have chills, and boy, I love this song. I'm going to actually pull it up and play it in my house and dance and scream and shout with it. You know, the thief is at the door, folks. The thief is at the door, and we have to start in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our backyard, taking back America. A couple of things that really hit me hard was signs of times on cardboard. And the first thing I did was I remember seeing the picture of faces of children who are missing on the milk carton boxes when I was younger. And the fact that this is still going on, right? And then it's inspiring. It's truthful. I think he touched on all aspects of life. And I agree, Donald Trump needs to make this song his campaign song. I mean, it would be amazing.
I mean, what a clear, and this is what Joseph finishes with in his article. Wouldn't that be poetic justice? In 92, when Clinton and those guys, and in 96, when they literally cracked down on supposed hate talk radio, which was anything conservative, right? And now we have the shutdown, and everybody's voices are shut down, and this and that and that. And then if Steve Voss could rise to fame on that song, not that we need him to be famous, but we do need the message to be clear, and he deserves credit. But wouldn't that be incredible if Donald took that as the campaign song and won in 2024? Could you imagine?
I think that's what he needs to do. We need to get it to him. You know, maybe you can reach out and get it to him. I think it's awesome. I love the
fact
too,
that
he said.
Donald doesn't listen to Sam
Bushman. Well, you know God can open that door. Yeah, God can open that door, right? But I loved how he says, God will bless us out of this mess. And then he also said, God in his rightful place. And that's just, those are beautiful words, beautiful words.
And then the second verse says, we need leaders that will lift us and heed us. That's really important, too, when you understand that we delegate our authority to them, folks. Remember, they derive their just power from the consent of the governed. If you go read your Declaration of Independence there, you'll understand. So they need to lift us and heed us. That's right. And that's what we need more of. And I don't think Donald's perfect. But you know what? His pro-life stance is like no president in my lifetime. We've made a lot of gains there. And that, to me, is one of the most important issues of all is, look, if we can't protect life of the most innocent among us, what can we protect, Mary?
If we don't respect life, then, you know, and what really gets me, Sam, is when people are so into saving the animals, you know, the turtles, the eagles, the dogs, the dogs, all that's wonderful and great. But if we don't respect human life and protect human life, the unborn, then that's our country's been on a decline for many, many, many years since we began to abort so many children. But again, I think things are working in the background. I think that God is working. More and more people are talking about the reverse of Roe versus Wade. I think as people, we have to really make this critical in our own communities, make this a big topic so that each state can now take charge and stop murdering our children. So.
Wow. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on that I want to talk about with you, Mary, because there, interestingly enough, people are waking up. There's several things that have woke us up. The climate change issue is waking people up big time because they're going, what are you talking about? I can't plug my electric car into a tree, for crying out loud. Come on. And others are just waking up because they're like, you know what? I don't want to take the quaxine. I'm just not doing that. And you know, more and more and more information is waking people up on so many fronts. It is amazing. And it's gotten to the point where people call me every day because I'm the CEO of the CSPOA. And people call me every day and say, you know what, Sam? What the heck is going on? What do we do? What do we? And I tell them, you know what? If you're in such a corrupt area, there may not be hope for your county or your state right now. There's just not enough people that care. And you need to move to a place where there's enough liberty to make it stick. You can add your support to those who are already there. And, you know, we can't be so spread out. We're too thin. And if we must take America back, it's going to happen one county, one community at a time. And we need to start with the communities that we actually have a chance in. And so people are going to need to move. And I talk about the founding fathers, how they sacrificed so much for this country. And all we ask you to do is move. And people are like, oh, no, I can't do that. But they can, and they need to, and they will if they want to take a stand like Steve Voss did, for example. But I don't know if you know, there's a new article that just came out, and it says this. Many Republican and independent voters are either moving or planning on moving to states that align with their beliefs. That's according to a new poll of 1,084 respondents, where 10% of Republicans and 9.6% of independents said that they plan on moving to an area that aligns with their beliefs, and they'll do so within the next year.
Well, Mary? I live in Charleston, South Carolina, and we've had a massive group of people who are exodusing from California, New York, some of those northern, very liberal states. Everywhere I go, I meet people from all over the Northeast and out West who are moving to Charleston. Now, Charleston is a conservative community. We're still in the Bible Belt, but we do have a lot of rhinos running it here. We do have some of the same problems, one of the things I want to just mention is three counties, Charleston County, North Charleston, and Berkeley County. We took back our school boards, and this was huge because we had very liberal school boards. South Carolina ranks number three at the bottom for education, and we took back three school boards that are now being run by conservative, Bible-believing Christian people. And we can, if we can do this here, you can do it everywhere, folks. You just got to get involved. And you have to find your niche where you belong. I'm actually looking for my own niche where I belong. I've never been really involved on locally, civically, but I am now part of a patriot group. We're looking at our own election problems. We're making a difference here in our community. You got to do that in your community so we can take America back.
Coming right back in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you know, but only 2% of Democrats moved. But they say, furthermore, some respondents have already moved. 4.4% of Democrats, or I'm sorry, 4.4% of Republicans and independents have already moved in the last 3 years. A huge realignment is taking place between red and blue states. We'll talk about it more with Mary Toko.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Hello. Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
MaryToco.com. Mary Toco with me, Sam Bushman on your radio, talking about taking America back. So it's time for all of us to take a stand, as Steve Voss did, and is, I should say. Many Republican and independent voters are moving, 4.4% of both, so that's 8% between the two. And then, you know, in the last 3 years, and now they're doing it again. People are literally jettisoning the blue states for the red states. Now, I'm not here to back the red. I'm not a Republican either. I believe parties are the danger for America. George Washington taught in his last farewell address that, you know what, the two big fears we have are parties, partisan politics, got to get rid of them, and foreign entanglements or wars. We got to jettison both those things. He then highlighted morality and religion are the two great supports. That's what we got to stand with. So you know what to stand against and you know what to stand with. But I will say this, people are leaving for more conservative viewpoints, more traditional American values. That's for sure. And it's a good sign, Mary, to say the least.
Yes, it is. And I think that especially people who have children in the school systems, they're seeing that the public schools are not safe, that their children are being socialized and socially educated, indoctrinated, shall we say. And I think that that's also a big issue. We're also seeing a huge increase in home education for children, which is wonderful, which makes me very delighted because I home educated four of my five because of this very reason, like 20, 30 years ago. So I see that throughout this whole crisis, Sam, we're still seeing some positive things coming out of it. I'm sure it's not easy for people to move, especially with kids, but we are fighting for their lives. We are fighting for our country and our freedoms. So, hey, there's lots of room down here in Charleston. They're building thousands of houses everywhere. Come on down to Charleston. The weather is great.
Wow. There you have it. I find that good news. I think homeschooling is one of the great answers. Moving to a more conservative place in the country is one of the great answers. Standing with, supporting new media, taking center stage is one of the keys. You know, we really need to remember, folks, that, you know, we need your financial support. We don't run this stuff for free. And we need your support, you know, while these big CNN folks are laying off millions of people. I'm sorry, millions of dollars, hundreds of people, thousands of people, but millions and billions of dollars at stake. We need just a thin dime. We call this jokingly the Widow's Mite Radio Network because we could use every penny we can get. LibertyRoundtable.com if you want to donate liberally. But let me give you some stories that we highlight. Look, if you live in San Francisco, you need to get the heck out of there, folks. I'm telling you right now. Turns out that the San Francisco Police Department has now proposed, quote, authorizing, listen, robots to use deadly force in certain situations. The Verge is reporting. According to a draft policy, the force wants the option of using robots normally used for duties like bomb disposal, etc., to kill suspects when the risk is great or the loss of life is possible. They currently have 17 remotely operated robots in its inventory, folks. I don't know how you feel about this, folks, but I find this absolutely psychotic. Okay, you've got to get out of these liberal, psychotic places. Look, they currently have 17 remotely operated robots in its inventory. Now, I just find that chilling, folks, because, again, who's going to run this? The deep state? The liberal, whacked-out police department in San Francisco? They say one of them has a tool that can load shotgun shells.
Wow.
Okay?
Hmm.
I'm not comfortable with this at all, folks. Okay?
No, not at all.
Another can not be adapted to hold weapons. This is chilling, folks, because who's going to make the decisions? Is it going to be like a Bill Gates operating system? It's like, oh, I had a glitch and shot your grandma. Sorry. Better reboot me. No. Are you off your rocker crazy? Is it going to be like Elon Musk? Sorry, we didn't see your car. We just ran it over. Is this the kind of automated stuff we're talking about? Others can be adapted to hold weapons, The Verge notes. This is scary stuff, Mary.
It is. And then you add the drones in on there, you know. Recently, I was at a meeting here, and we had a visitor, Juan Osevan, came in and sat down with us and talked about what he believes. And I asked him, I said, you know, what is the biggest threat for us? He said drones would be a huge problem for us. But he still felt that Americans will stand up and fight. And some people are saying, Sam, that this is going to be the North against the South someday again, that we're going to have the North against the South like it was back during the Civil War. But we just have to keep praying. We have to keep praying that God has this, but we have to do our part. Gosh, it's like Frankenstein's medication. It's crazy. It's artificial intelligence gone nuts. So I don't know, Sam.
All right. Listen to this comment from this attorney that's against this. Tiffany Moyer, she leads work on police misconduct and militarization. So she's against the militarization of the cops. She's at the Lawyers Committee for what they call civil rights of the San Francisco Bay Area. And she says this: debating the use of killer robots isn't normal, and residents shouldn't act like it's normal. We are not living in a dystopian future where we debate whether the police may use robots to execute citizens without a trial, jury, or judge. That's what she said per the Mission Local or whatever else. Her point's well taken.
Makes a lot of sense. We can't throw our whole system out because it's like the system is already broken in many ways, but we can't throw it out. We have to still utilize our common sense and our rationale and our court system to determine if somebody's guilty or innocent. And that would certainly bystep all of that. Definitely.
I don't know what we do about this, though, but you've got to move out of those cities where they're even contemplating this stuff, Mary.
I agree. I'll tell you what, if I had children, I would be packing them up and I would be moving. We have to do it for our children. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. And yes, it's going to take finances. And yes, it isn't easy, but we have to do whatever we can do for our children.
I don't know how to respond to this exactly because I get it. You're like, you know what? My life is here. My job is here. My family's here. I understand, but folks, you cannot get them to adjust their policies with your influence anymore. There's not enough of you is the problem, right? And so you're going to have to look at this differently. And you're going to have to say, look, if everybody leaves, then they will be left to their own devices. You know, a lot of times the only reason the government schools are decent right now is because there's good people in them. And in spite of the system, they uphold it. We need to kind of right now say, hey, if you're going to literally talk about killer robots, literally assassinating people at the behest of some government goon, playing judge, jury, and executioner with no accountability, and they're literally discussing that in a real sense in your town, you're beyond your ability to talk common sense to these psychopaths. Okay? These people have lost their marbles. They are off their rock crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you
right now, you have got to just leave and let them just devour themselves, I guess, because your ability to change it peacefully and normally isn't possible. And this lady, this lawyer's going, you guys think this discussion is normal? You guys are. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. It is that bad, Mary.
It's a game changer. And I have a lot of family in Michigan. I'm originally from Michigan. I have grandkids and sons and daughter-in-laws in Michigan and family. And they're in such a liberal environment, And of course, we know that their elections are all messed up. I'm encouraging them all the time to move down here, but it's hard for them. They have children, they have businesses, and they have they were. I understand it's hard, but if it gets much worse, I believe my family, my children will make the big exodus down here as well and get out of that liberal state. It's crazy,
but you know,
Sam.
I appreciate that it's hard for them now, but I don't have a lot of patience for that. You know what? Yesteryear when we thought we could change these people and change these things, I do. But literally in Arizona now, they certified the election. But you literally had public officials go on record saying, I am forced to do this against my will or I'll get arrested if I don't certify the election now. Even though I believe there's problems, even though I don't think it's legitimate, even though I believe I should stand against this, I don't have a choice because I'm forced to either get arrested or certify this election and vote yes. This is what I'm talking about in Maricopa County and Phoenix, Arizona and other places. This is what's happening. And so when they're that crazy, they don't even care if there's vote fraud now. They said before, oh, you guys claim this without evidence. Now it's in your face. Literally 31% of the voting machines and tabulators had problems. And they're saying, so, we don't care.
Yep.
Okay, and now they're debating these robots in San Francisco. These big cities and these liberal places, they've just absolutely, they're out of the closet now. They're just saying, we don't care. It's tyranny, and you better shut up or you'll get arrested. Don't you dare, in California now, don't you dare as a doctor even say COVID's bogus or the response to it is wrong and here's the solution. They'll just flat out take away your license and arrest you. Doctor, sit down, shut up. See, these people have gone crazy, bat crazy, Mary.
It is crazy. And at the same time, Sam, we have some new documentaries that are hitting. One of them is called Brave. It's highlighting a lot of doctors and people that are standing up. Then, of course, we have the new documentary out there called Died Suddenly, which is talking about all the young people who took the crazy jab. And they, of course, have died suddenly. And one more thing I wanted to just touch on is the number of stillbirths and babies being born to moms who got the jab. This is a huge, huge problem. I don't know. You probably know that Michelle Gershman, who is a OBGYN nurse, came out and told the Epoch Times that she is noted the stillbirth rate is skyrocketed from 2 a month to over 20 a month now, and that their own administrator said that they are projecting to see this increase. Instead of being concerned about it, they're saying, we are projecting to see this increase. So we've got a lot of problems out there, Sam, and again, can I mention, by the way, my website real quick and my DVD series and my book that I wrote? So my website, as you said, is marytoko.com. You can also find it by going to childhoodshots.com. I have a 6-part DVD series on the dangers of vaccinations, all of them, not just this crazy quack one, but all of them. And I also wrote a book for parents and people who are opting out of the vaccine program and want to know how to promote their children's immune system. It's called Natural Immune Development, A Deeper Understanding. And Sam, you said when we support people, like myself, you helped me to continue my research and continue doing what I'm doing, because obviously, this industry doesn't necessarily provide a really good living for people like us, okay? Because we're speaking up against everything. We're like the David going against Goliath. So when people, you know, purchase my DVD, and it's all downloadable, by the way, they're helping me to continue my research and to continue doing what I'm doing, Sam. So I really appreciate you giving me a chance to talk about this on air. So,
amen to that. Mary, we must take America back. The good news is good people are doing more than they have ever done before. Let's never forget reality check. The gulf between, or the separation between the good and the bad is increasing. There's no question. But we know we're on God's side, which is indeed ultimately the winning side. Take comfort, take peace, take faith and hope in that. And let's go to work, ladies and gentlemen. MaryToko.com, her website, my website, LibertyRoundtable.com, our nationally syndicated radio network, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, donate liberally, share the love. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need you to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.